Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Yonatan Freeman, a political scientist from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Dr. Freeman, what did we witness yesterday? Is Benjamin Netanyahu a magician, or did Benny Gantz simply let him win?
There was really little difference between the two parties with regard to policy. It was more about personality. And I think the fact that Netanyahu seemingly sees himself as the winner, someone who got more than Benny Gantz, I think it tells more about the narrative that he was telling versus what Benny Gantz was telling to the public.
In terms of political skills, where do they rate compared to one to another?
Netanyahu has had decades of political experience, knowing how to talk to a crowd, having more charisma, really knowing how to work the field, having a grassroots movement compared to Benny Gantz, which has very little political experience, seemingly was seen as someone that's being moved and pushed by his advisors and rather than him making the initiative. So I think a major difference was that support that was given to Netanyahu was based upon his personality and the fact he was able to project more of a clear narrative, a clear difference in why one should vote for Netanyahu. And that was compared to Benny Gantz, who was less saying, why vote for me, but rather saying, why don't vote for him.
The outcome of a specific politician or head of a specific party can determine who is asked first to try to put together a coalition. Where do the exit polls leave Netanyahu versus Gantz? Is it pretty certain that Netanyahu would be the first, given the first chance?
If you look at the recommendation process where one has to get more recommendations, it is clear that Netanyahu has the edge. Though I must say, that doesn't mean that even if Netanyahu gets the first round of trying to form a government, he won't push to form a unity government with Benny Gantz after all.
You are listening to Dr. Yonatan Freeman, a political scientist from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Dr. Freeman, you've already touched on the wider issue, the issue of the bloc, the issue of building a coalition, and not just one party versus another party. The exit polls put Netanyahu and his right-wing religious bloc closer to a coalition than the previous two rounds of elections did, even if it's just a seat or two. Might this make a difference? Could it force Israel Beitenu, which I suppose remains the kingmaker, and the ultra-Orthodox parties its leader, Avigdor Lieberman, so despises, to be more forthcoming in negotiations so that perhaps they could actually sit together in a right-wing government led by Netanyahu?
I think that if we already look at the words being stated by Lieberman and the words being stated by even members of the religious parties, they're already really singing a different tune today. And we're seeing that even them, they're not even ruling out the fact that maybe they will be able to sit with each other. Because in the end, you even heard Lieberman saying after the polls, the exit polls, that one of the things he promised his voters is that he wants to make sure there isn't a fourth round of elections. So I think that major goal of his might cause him to change his tune and cause him in the end to sit with those he promised he would never sit with.
But another major promise he made was not to sit with ultra-Orthodox parties.
True, but if you look at what's on the mind of his voters, and really generally all the voters in Israel, a big consensus is really trying to form a government or form something that will prevent a fourth round of elections. So I think in the end, looking at the situation, looking at this wider goal or desire by the wide range of the public, and the fact that he even lost, according to the exit polls, his power compared to the second and first round, could mean that in the end he might think of what not just maybe will prevent a fourth election, but might also give him more power the next elections come around. Because in the end, if he doesn't do it, that might lead to his power waning even more.
Finally, Dr. Freeman, there's the elephant in the room. Netanyahu goes on trial in another couple of weeks for three separate cases of alleged corruption. He received a certain outcome from these elections. He beat his challenger. What does this say about the Israeli electorate? Here they have a candidate who has been indicted and who is about to go on trial for some very serious charges. And still, he wins an election, at least according to the exit polls. What does this say about the electorate? Or what does this say about the choice that they are given?
Well, I think we have to look at who really was supporting Netanyahu. I think he has his core base that finds it as a personality that should lead the country. But I think another big part of who came to support him in the end is really people who are against the narrative of the justice system being someone who should, you know, set the tone and be the one that really decides for the majority who their leader should be. So I think the fact that the public chose Netanyahu is something that should really tell these institutions not so much why they're for Netanyahu, but rather why they should reform themselves and change the way they're talking and thinking so that things that they think should cause the electorate to act differently will really make a difference when the elections come around.
Dr. Yonatan Freeman, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.